That's right. It comes universal. You could, you know, the tongues, you could be more communicative, that's for sure.
Sure.
Because we are in a small world.
That's right.
Is a small world, you better be, and it's coming in on us every day.
Yeah, straight from Iran, the Ayatollah.
You better believe
you think
it.
About a
if it's not Pakistan, I'll get something out of
it. Yeah, you think about a nuke the Ayatollah?
I think we ought to.
Yeah, but I think so too. I'm about to blow him to smithereens.
Well, I think he's just mixed up in the head. I really
sure
do.
He's like Jim Jones, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, and he was worse than... I think he's being worse than Jim Jones. Jim Jones did have people following him. I don't think these people over there really following him. They're just mad.
Yeah. And if he said, if he gave the word, they'd all have, and they'd all have Sinai too late.
I think so.
I think
yeah.
so too. Because he's the one God. But if it's raining in Iran, but not raining very hard, just how just a few fine drops coming down,
shower.
You say it's, yeah, shower or,
sprinkle?
Right. Or a steady drizzle.
Drizzle?
Never used
yeah,
that one myself.
There was a drizzle. Andy said there was a slow drizzle this morning.
Yeah?
I heard him say
really?
It. Yeah, he came in and said, you know, there's just a slow drizzle out there this morning. And I thought that was sort of odd.
He's from Clark County, too?
Yes, he is. Yes, sir.
Okay. What do you call the heavy white mist that comes out of the river? What is any? Right, okay. Now, if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, we are having a...
drought.
Right. Long or short duration, any difference or distinction made there?
Dry spell.
Dry spell, yeah.
That's what Dad said.
You ever heard drought?
Drought, that's what we said at first.
Drought? You ever say...
Oh, drought.
Drought as opposed to drought.
Drought. Never heard that.
Never have either. All right. The wind has been very gentle and is gradually getting stronger. You'd say it's doing what? If you're on a lake, it's...
blustering?
Yeah, or, you know, if there's a change. You're on a lake and the wind's okay first, you're just blowing just a little.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then it starts getting more intense and it rocks your boat. You say the wind is...
I don't know.
You ever picking up?
Picking up, that's,
yeah.
I guess so.
Or breathing up, or rising, or coming up, or blowing, or getting higher.
I've heard it. Getting up.
Getting up?
The wind's getting up. Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay, now, what if the opposite happens? What if the wind stops becoming so intense? Yeah, the wind is calming down. Okay. You ever heard letting up, or?
Yeah, letting up.
Or laying or going down, or? Easing up, sure. All right. On a morning in the fall when you first go outdoors, if you find that it is cold, but not disagreeably cold, the kind of weather you like to be out in, you say, this morning is rather...
chilly?
Yeah, or...
brisk?
Yeah, or... ever say, airish, edgy, fresh, sharp? Chilly?
Sharp, I believe.
Yeah. Keen.
Chilly, fresh.
Keen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you might say, last night we had a...
diller.
Diller, no.
Diller. Frost?
Yeah, frost, yeah.
Frost.
What do you call one that really kills all the crops? Just messes things.
Kill a diller.
Well, how about a freeze?
A freeze frost?
Yeah, I suppose. Sounds like a refrigerator or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Killing frost. That's what
killing frost.
Yeah. And we did have that killing frost this past week. I believe it was on, no, week before last, on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Was really a white, about 2 inches.
Really?
Oh, up here it looked like a little snow all up and down the lake and... from here, you know, down on the lake and then out in the pasture land. I got up early enough that morning that I was able to see it. It was beautiful. And we went out to